So I have a question about breathing.
Yeah.
Many Vipassana teachers told me breathing is your primary object, and if you are distracted by sounds or thinking or so, or pain, go through this object, and if you
come back to the breathe.
And if you are, and if you are not,
if you come back or not, it's not important.
come back to the breathing.
Yeah, any object you can use,
but primary
object. Some people they use primary objects. Mm-hmm. We have not used such primary object. Not important. Sometimes we wear this object, that object, and before they use breathing, the primary object, then. Now we are more aware of many objects, so you follow one by one. One some yogi said she forget to come back to the primary object. No problem.
Yeah.
If you want to come back, also can. Mm-hmm. Important is the mind is aware. Any object.
Mm-hmm.
So which object is better?
Maybe breathing.
This is you think is better. Your opinion. But not any object is not better.
But in Satipatthana, the first basic object is breathing in, breathing out.
No, all the time. Depend on the teacher. Some people in Mahasi is they not breathing, breathing rising falling only rising falling. In our Bhama, many method because of different object. But meditating mind is the same. Some people they use here, some people use here, some people use solar plexus here, some people use rising falling. Anywhere we can use. But if you use the one object all the time, you can attach. Then if you did, you cannot see this object, then you become. You don't know how to get other object, you cannot catch it. Because you long time doing this one object, then become attached. Yeah. If you know this object, you cannot meditate. Right? So when you become breathing, breathe out. When you become cold, runny nose, that time how to breathe in, breathe out. You should so to, right?
But you can observe.
Yeah, this is not breathing.
Okay.
So you can use any object, right?
Okay.
So you and also you need to scale any object. To practice any object, to scale any object. About seeing also. Many people, they not practice seeing. They always, all the time, close their eyes. So when you open the eye, they cannot practice. But when you are walking time, everybody open. They can practice, right? But when you're sitting time, they cannot open your eye. Then open your eye, they don't know how to catch the object, seeing object. They know how to observe the sound, but they don't know how to observe it. See, this is also very obvious object, right? So you must scale any object.
Like to clarify something. You say two objects, two minds, three objects, three minds, ten, yeah. And so forth. One awareness only?
No. Mind also not one awareness. Awareness is also new all the time, new, changing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Not only one.
Okay. I guess I have to just speak a little bit. I have no question, but rather just thank you for the advice last time you gave me about working with the stress, as I started to kind of note the stress as just an object.
Yeah.
Then the mind kind of just relaxed on it.
Right.
It was just an object.
Right.
And I guess the stress in itself was not actual problem, but
right.
but my reaction to
yes.
that.
Yes, toward the stress is problem. That's why we need the right attitude, right attitude toward right view to think that what is the experience. This is very important. Mindful aware is later. First step is a right view. Right view and think about this right way about this experience. Then next step is awareness come. If your wrong view come, awareness later cannot walk. So that's why I said, as a nature, as an object, not personal. This is nature. This attitude is calm. The mind is already accept. Then the mind ready to mindful. Then awareness become walking. Walk, can walk. Meditating can walk. If you're not right view, you cannot meditate. Wrong view already. Everybody have this self idea, personal idea. It's very strong. So whatever happening in yourself, he think, it's me. My body, my mind. Whatever happening in this process is me. So already have a wrong view. That time you mindful, and wrong view and mindful, this is not going to work. Sometimes the emotional state is more worse, more stronger and stronger. If wrong view and mindful, then worse. So right view is very important. Without one right view, then you cannot meditate. That is a wisdom part. Right view, right thought. It's a Nova Evo part. It's a fast two. It's a wisdom part. Right view, right thought, and right living, right speech, right action, and right awareness, right samadhi, and right effort. Nova Evo part have a fast two is a right view and right thought. And right living, right speech, and right action is a sila. Sila, how to say? Morality. Sila part, Panya, sila, and right awareness, right samadhi, and right effort is a samadhi part. So sila, samadhi, panya. This is the Buddha teaching. So Nova Evo part is first is two is right view and right thought is a wisdom. That's why wisdom first, then awareness. Other thing it become right. Otherwise, the view is wrong. The following everything become wrong. So that's why right view first. Right view is calm, then you can awareness also right awareness. People they now practice with the craving or resistance. That is a problem. If you think this is good, then immediately craving come and practice. If you judge this is bad and resist it and practice, so practice cannot go through. And right view come. If your right view is arising, then you meditate, then the meditation is go through. Okay, all right.
Your question was, what's the quality of the mind?
Yeah.
Can you specify this term? It's our attitude, our feeling, and so on?
Yeah, right. Attitude, feeling, everything in the mental state, whatever. How do you feel? What do you think? That is, you check your feeling, your mental state. Interest or not. Sometimes laziness. Lazy and aware and... sometimes it's interest to be aware, right? Sometimes feeling is tense. Every time the practice, we are tense because of wrong attitude. Wrong idea is there. Or you want something, or you resist something, then you use tension come. Mm-hmm. So that's why checking this mental state. Yes, right. Attitude and feeling.
And what's your opinion on slowing down? It's better to our awareness to be slowing down?
I don't want to be slowed down. Because if you are slowed down practice and the daily life, you cannot practice. If you slow down, it's easy to be aware, right?
Yeah.
But this is not a big habit. You can start practice like a normal speed. That's better. At anywhere you go, and naturally you can practice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you normal speed, you go, you cannot know many things. You can start with that. One obvious sensation is okay, no problem. But continue like this. Then slowly the mind becomes stronger and stronger, and he can catch naturally many objects. But no need to slow down. The mind is more stronger.
Yeah.
Stronger and stronger, yeah.
Thank you.
Slow down is a little bit controlling yourself. Not natural. If you want to know the nature, you practice with naturally. That's better. This is a natural way. Dhamma is nature, right? If you slow down and it is artificial doing, the mind is slowly, and also if you use a labor, it must slow down. If no need to labor, just knowing is no need to slow down. The mind know already. Make a habit, the mind fast to know. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel that I have lack of interest and weak motivation.
Right.
So it's a little bit like be lazy. So what to do with it? If I should put question on myself or what kind of question?
What am I knowing? How much how much object do you know? Is that all? Just asking yourself, right? How the mind can know many things, right? So how much do you know? Same time, simultaneously, how many objects do you know? Just asking. And the mind starts to awake. Hmm. Right? Yeah. Sometimes you check, you don't do anything. The mind naturally can know the object or not. People all the time doing, busy to doing. Sometimes stop doing and just check it. Then some people can understanding the mind know already many objects. Then become more interest, right? Only all object and object is less, the mind is not very interest. And slowly you don't know before, then the mind more interest. Okay? And also you need to find benefit. You need to know understanding of benefit of practice. What different awareness and not aware? Check. Quality of mind. If awareness is there, how do you feel? Sometimes awareness lost. How do you feel? What quality of mind? So if you understanding the benefit, the mind willing to practice increase. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, I realize that I have quite active mind.
Active mind.
Active mind. Yeah. There is quite a lot of thinking going on.
Yeah.
And sometimes it happens that I lost in the thoughts. I get lost.
Lost in thought. Yeah.
Yeah. And but sometimes it happens that when I become aware of that I realize what was the first thought in the chain. What was the trigger?
Mm.
But many times I just realize the thinking is going on, but it continues right away. And
so let it be. Don't watch to continue, watch the thought. Come back to your body. Mm-hmm. Easier. Right? Because your habit is thinking habit. So thinking all the time happening. They do their job, you do your job. Sometimes you watch your thinking, sometimes you have your bodily. Bodily is more stronger, obvious. Obvious object. So the mind more easy to aware. Not all the time watching the thoughts. Sometimes watch, sometimes body.
So this can be any sensation in the body?
Yeah, right.
So as soon as I realize I'm thinking, I should
enough.
Just
enough, come back to your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
When there is thinking and you be aware of thinking, have you to investigate the think, what is be aware after the thinking? So the registration is thinking, you have to put attention to the thing. Who is registration then?
Which is registration,
yes.
registration, right?
There is thought, you have registration. Have we the second point to investigate that? No. You go to another object.
Investigate is later. If your mind is calm and peaceful, that time you need to investigate. The mind is not ready yet, not strong, not enough to investigate later. More aware, continue awareness. Make the continuity of awareness first. Okay. Now, awareness also continues coming, and the mind also calm. That time you better to investigate. Then you not cannot evolve. Otherwise, you investigate, the mind is not strong enough, easy to evolve the thoughts. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Try. Sometimes, if you are ready or not, sometimes people can investigate more interest than you can use. Okay? Right. Who is watching? Right. Whatever. Sometimes you try. Huh? If you try, the mind is become not stable, and that's too much. Stop. Continue aware. If you use the investigation, the mind more interest, that's okay. Then you can do it. Okay?
Right. For me, it's very similar than his experience. I have a very wandering mind. Mm. And I also get lost easily in thoughts, so I will take that advice to focus more on the body in that case. And also
open your eye, easier. Close the eye, easy to involve the thoughts. Close the eye is involved with the thought easier, and sleepy, open the eye is good to awake. You're not involved with the thoughts. Sometimes you try to practice and sitting is just open your eye, not like this. Naturally, the open eye, then sometimes you use your seeing also object.
And yeah. Also, sitting meditation for me, it's much, now at the stage where I'm at, it's much easier the walking meditation.
Okay.
Also to relax. I'm trying to make progress with the sitting, and sometimes it's better, and sometimes I get very tense.
Try to progress to the sitting long time.
If I do it a long time?
No. You are trying what?
To sit longer and longer.
Oh, this is not even then. Just sit as much as you can. Yeah. Okay. Better is you need to try awareness longer and longer.
Okay, thank you.
Not sitting. Okay.
Yesterday morning I had this small feelings of panic.
Panic.
Yes, yeah. And it was not while sitting meditation, it was not while walking meditation, it was in between when I was walking from in a corridor.
Then? And the panic room, coming.
You know, it was coming.
Then?
And I could take a step back I saw thoughts coming, like what I'm doing here, I want to run away.
Whatever.
Yes.
You go a little bit far away and just checking.
Yes.
Right.
So, and then it went. Also, there was a physical feeling here, like tension.
Yes, right.
But a bigger problem for me is, maybe it's related to these two problems.
Thought.
It's like inner dialogue, like I'm talking to myself all the time. So is this also the same suggestion you want to give? Like,
this is also thinking mind.
Yes.
I use this is also thinking mind. Don't believe any thoughts.
But you're going into a story.
You need to know. Don't believe any thoughts. This is a natural. Everybody is inside. We call this inner monologue.
Yes.
Only talking yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe too much. This all now is a defilement. Just knowing, don't believe.
But I try to notice it.
Right.
And then it's for a short while, it's okay.
Right.
But then the noticing is going into the story. And then there I go again.
So story, we're not interested in the story.
Mm.
We know the mind is talking. That's now. A little bit farther. Far away, no? Close, easy to involve.
So I constantly have to
check, come back your body and like this. Back and forth,
Yeah.
Don't look like this. Look like this. That's better. If you look like this, then you go to the storyline. Okay, that's why I don't focus. I don't like focusing. Because the defilement is already focused. Then you use the focusing, then the focusing and defilement happy.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So Western nature is he always back up. Don't believe anything. She went always back up and checking. This is the nature of her wisdom. So that's why we don't focus and focus to the object. Back up and just watch. Okay?
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah. Can you say a little bit more about opening your eyes while sitting? Because I find it easy when I walk, because then different objects come in. But if I sit,
the mind, see, I object.
Yeah, but then if during sitting, it seems that the attention just goes inward and is with body sensations. It's usually
yeah, body sensation. Seeing also body sensation. Here.
Say a little bit more. Say a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay. Seeing is your this a view, the whole view seeing. If you close the eye, you don't see, right? Mm-hmm. Open the eye, you see. Mm-hmm. Just recognize seeing. Mm-hmm. So you are just open the eye, that not don't focus to the what you are seeing things.
Just
seeing.
Okay. The, right. Like the
you recognize the, seeing is there. Seeing is here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Not outside. Outside is seeing things. Mm-hmm. This is concept object. People, chair, flower, everything is concept. We are just seeing that this 180 degree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? If you focus, you are narrow. So focus to the one object. We are not focus. We are not paying attention. Just seeing. That's all. Make a habit long time, then you slowly the mind know more understanding how to use as an object.
Well, yeah, it seems like that there's such a habit for the eyes, like to focus, like
right.
In terms of like when you read or when it's just like,
yeah, right. Now we're not reading, right?
Yeah. Just, I know, but that's why I can see it's like,
right.
And then it, okay.
Oh, you focus, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not focused, also you can know.
Mm-hmm. So
if you're not focused, you see.
Okay.
Right. Sometimes you open, you move your eye like this, then the you can know eyeball moving, and also you feel this area. It's a body sensation, the awareness there. Automatically, the mind know the scene already. Okay, right.
Yeah.
So like the sensation of seeing.
Actually. No, sensation here. Face, near the, this face. Some sensation you are aware. You are already noticed. The mind know the scene already. Slowly you can know, but sometimes the view is changed. The eye moving, eyeball is moved. So the view is different, right? We recognize this happening. Okay?
Right. Thanks.
Oh. Okay.
So many things happening. Yesterday there was a kind of strange combination.
Combination what?
Of, well, seeing many things, many objects coming.
Right.
Being aware of a lot of objects.
Yes.
But not so much interest. And also, I had a little headache. So I kind of felt I cannot focus, because then the headache...
Increase.
If
you focus,
yes.
So,
but how, and still there was this little lack of interest, only a little bit of interest, and then it seemed to me like these things, lot of objects coming.
Yes,
and
right.
I suddenly started.
If you're not looking for, you can know more things. If you follow, it's diet. If you not follow, then naturally the mind becomes strength. Awareness becomes strength, then he will receive more object naturally.
Mm-hmm.
We no need to follow the object. If you don't want anything, you don't want to see anything, then you can see more of things. So that's why more object is more coming. So,
mm-hmm.
Then?
Then I started to feel a little bit like exhausted.
This is you follow. Because of many objects, you start to follow many objects. Then you're tired. Exhausted, then headache. So one yogi said, you just listening the sound. But our center is a lot of sound. Hear no sound. So he knowing that hearing, suddenly he realized when it becomes stronger, sharp, five sounds simultaneously, he can hear the five sound same time. Then he focused the one by one, then he like this. That's time, no need to focus. Just see five sounds, that's all. It's awareness naturally grew up, so he can receive object. That's all. If you follow the one by one, then you start to tired, very tired. The nature is happening like the many happening and gone. So we are not follow the object. You stay here and just see as much as you can. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not tired. So stay here means you take care of your awareness. You check your awareness there. So awareness there, the object is many objects come and go. You take care of your awareness. This is your place. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know your awareness?
Mm-hmm.
You know your awareness?
Mm-hmm.
Mind is aware. So you take care of that mind aware. That's enough. Then the sixth sense door, you become open. Objects come and go. They do their job. You must stay in the awareness. That's enough. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Uh-huh. also maybe a question for a normal life, daily life, there is usually a lot of things we have to actively do, which is a little bit different from here.
We need not a little bit, very different.
We need to do much more of decisions.
Yes.
And active things and so on. And how should we balance these tendencies that are connected with this active living, these tendencies to...
If you continue practice, you all the time practice the mind, you know how to maintain your peacefulness, this is already solved the problem. If you take care of your mental state, feeling is peaceful, relaxed, aware. So any situation comes, the mind knows how to do. Very fast. If your mind is confused and agitated, very difficult to decide. Maybe wrong decision also comes. So peaceful, take care of your mind.
So checking,
all the time. Checking
your mind
all
the
time.
Yeah, and
ready.
Awareness.
Make it ready. Ready. So you need to practice all the time, then the mind becomes ready. Ready means he's ready, he's peaceful, awake. Whatever the problem comes, he know and he think how to do naturally the mind. When the mind, you can maintain the mind calm down, the wisdom can come. Should or not, need or not, necessary or not, the mind know itself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a practice habit. Make habit, continue practice. People is, they not practice continuously. When the situation is worse, then they start to mindful. So this practice cannot work. So you must practice all the time. Become nature, and you practice very skillful, so you can maintain your peacefulness all the time. That time you can easy to do this, everything. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
That's all? This only that much? Oh, she's...
Take
it easy.
I don't really have any question, but right. I just say a little
sometimes
bit...
Sometimes you can see, tell me your experience.
Yes.
Yesterday experience. Then I have information, then I can more expand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yesterday, the practice was very pleasant.
Okay.
There was it felt like I had more or less continuous mindfulness. Mm. Things were just coming and I was aware of them. And when I was sitting, there was quite a lot of piti and sukha.
Mm.
And so it was a very nice day.
Okay. If you like this good situation, do you, the mind liking or not?
Well, the mind was liking, but I was aware of the liking,
this liking
too.
Right. This liking
also,
has become a problem.
I think I could keep the attitude.
Yeah, we are in the middle way, huh?
Yeah.
Good things coming, also we are not attached too much, liking too much, happy too much. And best situation coming also, you are not very upset too much.
No, I
on
think...
On the way, neutral. Better is neutral.
I was keeping quite neutral.
Right.
Which
right.
was lucky for me, because today was completely...
Opposite.
Opposite.
Right,
yeah. It feels like the objects are slipping away. It's as soon as I turn the attention to something, it's not there anymore. And I just find myself in some sort of vacuum or lost in thought.
Okay. And so then every time your practice very better, good state of mind, good practice come, if you're not very skilled, you cannot maintain all the time this peacefulness, come and maybe fall down. So this is a come and go, no problem.
No.
It is an experience.
Yes.
But if you like too much about the good state, then best state come more easy to become best situation arise. Because you think, next time I want to do this.
Yes, but the interesting thing...
Expect to do this happening. Next time, that is become the mind is most... The mind not very good quality.
But even today when this was happening, I was still
neutral.
Feeling quite neutral with it, peaceful.
Yes, that's good.
But
that is very important.
Yeah.
Some people, if a meditation is not good, immediately they are upset or depressed. It's coming. Because of the attached too much about the good state, then they lost.
I think I practiced so long that
you have experience.
I've experienced all the attachment to all the states.
That's good. Whatever happening is object, right?
Yeah.
Nature. If you're not judging what is happening, then you can continue maintain awareness, right? Beginner is more difficult. Sometimes practice very good, immediately good. Oh, they like very much. Then immediately they want to hold, cleaning. And next sitting, expect and try to then fall down. This is a experience. Yogi experience. If you're not understanding, you are up and down all the time. Then if you are more understanding, you can maintain up and down is like this. If you're not understanding, up and down is like this. Very good, very bad, very good, very bad. If you're more skilled, it's doing like this. A little bit good? Okay. A bad? Okay. No problem. Right. Yeah. And then, do you know your mind? Any mind? What kind of mind do you know?
Different minds.
So, tell me, what state of mind do you recognize?
Happy mind, sad mind,
frustrated mind. Okay, this is a feeling state. Feeling
mind.
State.
Today, many times.
Yeah, this is
mind.
A feeling state.
Mm.
Do you know your knowing mind?
The knowing mind.
Knowing the object.
That's awareness.
Whatever. Knowing mind, awareness is like two mind.
Mm.
Object and knowing is one mind. Huh? Object, knowing object is one mind. Awareness or watching mind is another mind.
Yes, I know the difference.
Right.
I mean, that there is one, it's actually the mind, all is the mind, but it's different parts of the mind watching itself.
Right, knowing mind and observing mind is a little bit different, no?
Mm-hmm.
And intention? Want to do this, want to do that, want, yes, to, want to go, some, want to sit, want to eat.
Sometimes.
Want to look, intention.
Yes, I know.
This is very important.
Very slight.
Right.
Movement in the mind before you do something.
Right, right, energy. Some, yes, energy come. Okay.
Yeah, I can feel, not always. Yeah. This is very subtle.
It's daily activity is, you check all the time. Whatever you do because of this, motivate the intention have. If you can see more things, the awareness become better. Before any action, the intention already there.
Yes, I know.
Also, when the action is walking, action is happening, also intention there. Continue push that this action, do the movement. Intention is the whole body full. The whole body is full. You head intention, your eye intention, hand intention, leg intention, the mind intention, the whole body will full. How much do you know? Right? Check. Daily activity, we are all the time move. Many intention.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, many intentions.
Okay.
Difficult intention, to know all of
feeling,
them.
Feeling, consciousness, knowing. One is perception. This is also one kind of mind. Function of mind, perception. The mind is doing this, perception. So, try, no? Check. Intention is very important. That you can know intention. In thinking, cross thinking, sata thinking, this is the internal monologue, internal dialogue, that the mind chattering inside. This is also very important. This is we can know attitude, our attitude, what we have. This thought is show you.
Yes.
That beyond the thought, some motivation there. Right?
I'm not so much bothered about the thinking. Yeah. It's there, but...
You can watch thinking as an object.
Yes, yeah, sometimes, but usually I just know that it's there and... go about in my business.
If you can understand thinking is object, you are not informed to the thoughts. Thoughts continue, awareness also continue, like this. That time you can know beyond the thinking. What is motivate? Subtle, beyond the thinking, some subtle level is there. If you want to investigate, try, no? Yeah.
Intention and motivation, is it the same?
Same, yeah. Motivation is sometimes wholesome also motivate, unwholesome also motivate. Sometimes loving kindness also motivate, sometimes angry motivate. Yeah? But thinking is thinking. Thinking is not angry. If you're angry, thinking is worse. Right? But it depends on your feeling, motivation state, the thinking is changed. But thinking is not angry, not loving kindness. Thinking is thinking. The sometimes angry is thinking. If angry mind make this thinking. Okay? Yeah.
Yes.
Throw it.
Can you say some more about how to work with suppressing mind when it comes up? I mean, you can just see it and then kind of...
Let it be. I said let go. What is happening, anything happening, let go.
Okay, just...
Just see, wake up. Okay. And let see, just see. But interest.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Interest. I want to know this nature. Let go of experience. We not try to suppress, not try to follow, not try to control the experience. If experience come, okay. Right. Any question? not any question, any experience. Yeah.
This very morning, early in the morning, I was doing walking meditation, mm-hmm. and suddenly I really, really, really wanted to run. Really, it was...
Yeah, intention. This is we call intention. Because your walking is automatic, it becomes nearly running. Because active. Your walk fast, and slowly, the mind want to run.
But does it mean I lost mindfulness? Because it was like a craving, I want to run, because I usually move very
right?
much.
You know, right? Don't follow, but knowing. Continue knowing. Mm. And also think, need or not. Necessary or not. Right? That wisdom, if intention come, you know, then wisdom can come. Need or not, necessary. Or not. If you necessary, you run. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Maybe you want to joking, run away. Okay, no problem. But active mind is be careful enough. Don't use focusing. Then the mind become more energy come. Active person is all the time back up. Meditative mind is passive mind, not active mind. But nature of the passive nature. Just.
What resonates really well with me is that we have to be in a relaxed state. And I was very tense when I came. I'm just realizing it now. I was very tense when I arrived.
That is, you become relaxed.
And whether it was sitting or walking, everything was
right.
Hard. And then it helps me.
That means you have become relaxed.
Yes.
Okay.
One more thing. Sometimes I feel this glowing in my face, and
glowing.
While sitting, glow like a heat.
Heat.
While in sitting meditation, and I notice it, and then I go, for instance, to my hands, and there is also heat, but I don't know if it was already there or if the.
If you check the mind, involved with the mind, the body is relationship with the mind. Mm. The mind have something happening. The physical also happening. You see some people, they have very white face. They are angry. Their face become red. Very obvious. You can see their face is angry or disliking or happy. You can see the face, right? So, face and mind is relationship. The body and mind is very relationship. So, if you something happening, you need to know, checking the mind. If your mind is not involved, the mind is relaxed and just knowing, so let it be. No problem. Use as an object.
Huh? But can't it go the other way around? Like your mind is going to a body part and then the heat is coming there? It's not possible then?
Possible. This is because of your focus. Mm. If you focus somewhere, anywhere, then this area is become hot. Because of your focus. Right. So check your focusing energy. Recognizing is very relaxed. Just know, just recognize. That's why sometimes you need to try normal practice of 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, then stop practicing. Then just check how the mind know or not. The mind already do itself. Know many objects. Because people all the time busy, that's why the mind can know, don't know the mind already doing. Nature of the mind is knowing is my nature. Already knowing. You are not involved with the thought of the mind, you know something. So sometimes you stop doing. Then you can realize the mind naturally doing itself. Then you can experience one time, then you slowly understand how much energy we need. Okay? Yeah.
The storm coming.
What coming?
The storm, the
storm thunder. Storm coming,
It was very strong.
Uh-huh. He also like coming.
Yes.
Yesterday, no? Like here. Because of the tantandra, the mic is become colorful.
Someone was shaking, like suddenly.
No,
like this? No.
Oh, just happening. Like my head looked a little bit like the thing. So. So that time,
I was observing that.
Afraid.
Not afraid.
What?
But well, there was. I was in the middle of Chankamana outside. So some touching and seeing, the lightning comes.
Be
first.
Careful! The thunder comes.
Yeah, I was just close to the tree, to the big oak there. So, but it was very interesting. Actually, yeah. It kind of helped me to put some more interest inside the experience.
Okay.
So there was some seeing and touching, and then first I felt like the sensations coming from the center of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Like
this.
Yeah, like this. And just directly after, there was the sound of the thunder.
Oh.
And it was like if it sticked together, these two things.
Okay.
But I was trying to find out how it was happening.
All right.
And it seemed to me that this sensation was there slightly before the sound of the hearing, the sound.
So the sound is late already. This is coming, thunder is already finished. The sound is a little bit late. Right. Then?
Yeah, so I was, coming a little bit back to this,
what is
like
sensation?
Contemplating or whatever, like thinking about it. And I was thinking if this maybe means that that I actually felt that this whole thing is happening in the mind.
Right. The mind knows everything, right?
Yeah.
That's why it becomes in the mind.
Yeah.
You can see this. Right.
I have a question about thinking and sitting meditation. Back at home, I am writing a book. Very difficult object about human mind and
Object is?
The human mind,
human
biology,
mind.
Biology and psychology and so on, and spirituality too. And when I am here sitting, at home I have some problems to solve. They are very difficult to solve. When I'm sitting here, a solution is coming up.
You're right. Why?
It's very, very simple. But
why? Why do you think? What do you think? Why your answer is coming?
My mind is
relaxed, peaceful, calm down. Then wisdom can come automatically.
But the problem is, I can't let it go here. When it comes in my mind, there's a problem. Oh, how to solve this problem? I don't know. And then I'm stuck with meditating, and it's not possible to observe this thinking, because when I observe,
no,
the thinking
observe,
stops.
Don't observe the problem.
No,
don't observe
the
problem.
Forget the
problem.
The thinking.
Just observe the thinking, feeling.
I observe the thinking, the thinking stops, and then I can't get the solution of the problem.
Right.
That's the problem.
Because the mind is now good quality. Awareness, concentration, wisdom is working. So the mind is peaceful. So you can. The mind knows already how to do.
But it's disturbing my meditation. When I'm thinking about problems at home, I cannot meditate.
Yeah, because of too much, the mind is, defilement is present. So wisdom is not present. That's why you don't know.
Now,
now you forget it and meditate. then you forget the deep problem, the mind calm down, then you find the answer. The mind know. The mind has, naturally in the mind also have wisdom. But they cannot grow, they cannot have chance because of defilement is present. So that's why I said you maintain your mind peaceful. Mm. Then the wisdom can come naturally.
Yeah, but it's so seductive. It's very seductive for following my thoughts. It's difficult to
if your mind ready, the question come, only just question come, answer immediately come. Mm-hmm. If your mind is ready, the quality good. The mind is dull, confused, anxiety, worry, every too much defilement, and then you have no answer. Right. So if you have a problem, you cannot find the answer, so let it be. Make your mind clear first. Right. Okay. You may be busy now. Anything to say? This is your chance now. Next only 6 times. Okay, enough. See you next time. Huh?